Classic League Podcast time!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 330 of the Classic League Podcast. My name is Scott. Sackboy up there is Kevin. What is going on, man? How you doing?
We're back!
We are back.
After a god long time because of personal stuff.
Yes, I'm getting involved in a business that's kind of a second job, and then my day job is kicking my butt too, so Kevin got sick. Not the Rona. Not that there's anything wrong with getting it, it's just scary, so... Yeah, a lot's happened. There's news of vaccines on the way.
Mm-hmm.
I heard
president.
We have a new president in the United States.
Do you know?
He hasn't started yet.
No.
If you're not on Twitter, Kevin, yes, I can assure you that yes, there's a new president.
No, I know. I'm aware. I'm a media person.
It will be peaceful, regardless of whatever you've seen. Stop clicking on those articles, Kevin.
I did. I've been doing nothing but reading about future next-gen gaming, because that has also been released since the last time we recorded. Last time we were like, man, I can't wait to what the future holds. And now it's like, they're released. So we can talk a little bit about that, because, I don't know, we're a gaming podcast is what we do. Also, the Sackboy was a gift to me from me mother dearest. She made me in a face of Sackboy.
It's awesome.
As you can see, right? He's even balding like I am, so it's great. Removable hat and removable shirt. She needs to put more hair on it, but you know.
Also,
she made my whole family.
Belated happy birthday to you, Kevin. I also had a birthday since we've had a break, so we are now much older and wiser. We are in the future.
Yes.
You've shown that Sackboy on Twitter and Instagram and stuff. Dude, it's way bigger than I thought.
It's a good size. It's about
the size of my... It's like a foot tall.
Do you guys? Yeah, I'd say it's about a foot tall.
Yeah. You guys have that beer, good hybrid.
Little eyes, little lips.
little lips are there. Hey, it was driving me nuts. What game was it that... I don't know if you had heard. It's a little short. What game... was that turned into that joke with us?
Resident Evil 3?
Oh, it was 3. Yes, that's what it was.
Yeah,
that's what I was trying to reference when I saw like Miles Morales was getting...
Oh, no, I understood. I understood the reference. I got as it was my birthday, so I got a bunch of wicked gifts. I got Miles Morales. I got the Paper Mario Origami. I keep wanting to say Origami Killer because of what's that game called? Not Detroit, the other one.
Beyond Human, Inside Human.
Not before that one, the other one.
Heavy Rain.
Heavy Rain. That's the one. What they call like Origami Killer, because they like French Canadian accents. It drove me crazy. but yeah, you're with our. So I got here Mario, Miles Morales, and I'm gonna buy Resident Evil 3 Remake, and I'm gonna buy Kingdom Hearts, which we'll talk about in new releases. But before we go on, I did have a COVID test, and I don't know if you've had a COVID test yet.
I have been with people that have gotten them. When they cram something halfway up their skull through their nose.
Yeah, not pleasant. I had to go with my daughter. She was sick. So school made us get a COVID test and I was sick. So I was like, might as well. And I was like, I'm going to be brave. So they put like this 10-foot stick in my nose and like tickled the back of my eyeball. And I looked at her with like teary eyes. I'm like, that was easy. And mine was 10 seconds. They put in her nose for 5 seconds and she bawled her eyes out. And that was. Oh, it sucked. And we got it 24 hours, but we're negative. Since then, we've been fine, but I never want to take a COVID test. No way in hell does Trump do that every day, as he says he does, because I can't do that once. I'm like, this is terrible.
I'm wondering.
I know there's like a saliva one or something like that.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. A lot of I'm just going to shock you, but like college football players, my favorite team, Notre Dame, their players are getting tested 4 times a week right now.
Fuck, what a terrible feeling.
And it's not the rapid because they have the couple days. So I don't know. Maybe you get used to it. Like, I don't know. Like, do you ever pluck your eyebrows or anything? Like, it stops hurting after a while? No.
People have nose hairs a lot, so but that just makes me sneeze. But I don't know. I'm a very sensitive soul, so maybe just me.
Okay.
I'm like that. Like I don't like pain. I can't tolerate pain or pleasure or anything really.
You just
during the break. During the break, I also got myself a Game Boy Color.
Sweet.
Which someone was selling on Facebook, and I went to the guy's house and made. I'm very bad at like social situations with people I don't know. Okay. I'll just keep on talking until it's not uncomfortable, and I'll talk about anything, right?
Okay.
And it's even worse because I have to fill the silence. I can't have silence. Like, hey man, hey, here's the Game Boy. Cool, want to test it? Yeah,
I'm with you.
Oh, it works out. And I'll be like, yeah, it works great. Donkey Kong. I love Donkey Kong. You know, I grew up on like I'll just like, I'll go on and on to the point where I'm like, you know when someone's like walking away, they're like, oh, that's cool, and they're like, oh, you have more to say. That was me. And I'm like, oh, I could have ended this whole meeting like 7 times, but I kept talking. And I'm like, did you grow up with Game Boy? He's older than me. He's like, no, man, I just collect them. I just sell them. And I'm like, oh, let me tell you a story when I was 7. Like, I just like, couldn't stop. It sucked. So I got a Game Boy Color. It's the see-through purple one. And this is the first time I owned a Game Boy Color, meaning the screen is in color. And I brought it home. I showed my daughter. And my daughter was like, wow, this is terrible. You got to play under a light. And she's like, why did you buy this when you have a Game Boy Advance that has a backlight? Or why did you buy this at all when you have a 3DS that plays these same games?
And a Vita. And yeah. So.
And it. Yeah. So I was like, I don't know, because I'm a collector. And I got my Sega Genesis working as well. I had to buy a bunch of plugs from AliExpress. I got the first plug I got was for a Sega Genesis Model 1.
Yeah.
But I have a Model 2. So
yeah, the port's a little different. It's a different size. It's smaller than the two.
Por qué? And I tested all my games. All my games work on it. I'm so happy. Like my Super Nintendo, I went rad and put it right back in my shelf. I was like, I know it works. The controls are thick. They're big, but I'm happy with the way that went. So far, Game Boy, Sega Genesis, Super Nintendo, all work.
Hell yeah. I also did a little bit of retro gaming. I didn't put it on the news, but I saw a tweet that the OSSC put out a new firmware. It's that little box I use that upscales my Super Nintendo and Genesis so I can stream it on YouTube. I never do that anymore. It's just kind of a paperweight. But it got me to tinker with it for a bit. I almost started streaming, but then I.
Oh, and I also modded my PlayStation Classic as well.
That's right. Yeah, you said that was easy, right?
I mod everything that I can mod. I purchase all the games legally. But yeah, I modded whatever. If I can, I will. And it was just like 2 minutes on a USB stick and throw it in there. The NES Classic and the Super NES Classic and the Genesis Mini, you had to actually plug in the console to your computer.
Oh, okay.
And do all these like firmware updates and like, kind of risk it because you could erase the whole OS. This thing is all on a USB stick.
Is there the ability to load any emulators or anything on the PS1 Classic? Yeah,
RetroArch.
So, yep. Oh, RetroArch runs on it. That's rad.
Yeah.
How cool.
RetroArch works on all of them. Works on the...
Oh, is that the interface? NES? Is that the whole... Oh, it's all, that's awesome. RetroArch is
like
sweet.
The mold core and all that jazz. The only thing that sucks about the PlayStation Mini is that it's not DualShock. It's the original PlayStation controllers, which I heard you can buy a DualShock adapter or something, but I don't care that much, let's be honest. I just want to mod it and be like, there it is. Bust a groove. I'm never going to touch this again.
Hey, quick COVID question. Are these schools still open in Canada? Kazlab is asking in chat. Here in Canada, the schools, no schools are open at all. In Ohio, we're on like a hybrid, but my county is doing really bad. So, most learning is still online or whatever. They were back to school 4 days a week, and then Wednesdays they would work from home, school from home or whatever.
Yeah. No, ours are still in school.
Okay, cool. So, well, good deal, man. I'm not going to talk about what I've been playing. But do you have in Canada, do you guys have YouTube Premium? That used to be YouTube. Okay. If you were a YouTube Premium subscriber, I think November 6th, today's the 18th, or earlier, you were a user, you could get a free, Stadia and Chromecast Ultra, Stadia controller and Chromecast Ultra sent to you.
Really?
And I've been eyeing I've got the original Chromecast, but I've been wanting a 4K one, so I've been kind of keeping an eye out for one. And just never pulled the trigger. And they just came out with another Chromecast. It's like $50, but it doesn't support the Stadia stuff. But I was like, oh, hell yeah. Chromecast.
I don't know why. I don't know what it is, but I have it.
You have what?
Chromecast. I have a dongle.
If it's plugged into your TV, like let's say that you have Netflix on your phone, there's a little button. If the Chromecast is on, there's a little button that'll cast what's on your phone up to your TV. It actually works great. I'm a big fan of the Chromecast. Stadia sucks. I'll just say that. I was very unimpressed. I had a $10 voucher that came with it. So I tried Hotline Miami. If it can do Hotline Miami, it's a solid platform, and it is. The latency is too bad. I touched the mic. But I got a $100 Chromecast. So if you are for free, and it showed up in 2 days. So if you're a YouTube Premium member, look to see if you can get one of those. They are just trying to get it in the hands of anybody.
They're AOLing it.
Yeah, Caslab says, Cydia sucks. What a surprise. I wonder how bad Cyberpunk will run on it. You know, Cyberpunk might be tolerable because I guess it is pretty first person. It just doesn't seem like that's going to be a precision heavy game. Like, The Witcher would have been fine on it, or Skyrim or something. Yeah, something that's not real precision based. Now, there is a, I didn't try this, but there is an Ethernet port on the power adapter that came with the Stadia. With the Stadia Chromecast. So.
Like hardwired?
I think I get hardwired, and I have not tried that. So let me say it sucks on Wi-Fi. And I have the Google Wi-Fi, and I have 400 download speed. My latency is, I think my ping's usually around 30 or 40 milliseconds, so it's not ideal. I have good Wi-Fi at home. I have good download speed. It's the best environment. It's all Google products, so it should work together very seamlessly. And it was still pretty laggy. I was unimpressed. It looked good. So
the original joke I said was that they were AOLing it. I don't know if anyone picked that up.
Oh, I did AOL-ing. Not hear it.
Okay. I want to make sure that that's out there, because AOL discs back in the day.
Yes, absolutely.
Try for 14 days. You can make a window out of it or a door.
We've floppy disks. Used, I know at some point in our history, I have used AOL discs in album art somewhere. Like in the thumbnails. In the
podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you did. I know you did. Like the beginning part.
Yeah, yep.
Which was connecting and whatever. I miss AOL. Oh, God, so good.
Kazlab says, remember trying out PS Now in 2014 on a TV app, and it was really choppy. How does Stadia compare? It actually ran fine and smooth. It was just the input lag that was the problem. I was impressed with how it looked.
I'd rather have no input lag and have the game look kind of crappy.
Yeah. So
input lag drives me up the wall.
And
you put on game setting on your TV? Because I know sometimes that's
a weird thing. I run it on game.
Oh, you did? Okay, never mind.
Yeah,
sometimes
I tried it on two TVs as well. Okay. I did Kazlab back when that was going on. Maybe even before that, there was a service called OnLive. It came out in sometime between 2010 and 2012, somewhere around there. I remember trying it at the house I lived at before here, and that was Stadia is way better than that. I've had good experiences with Microsoft xCloud because I was in the xCloud beta. And I thought xCloud was way better than Stadia for what that's worth. In my environment, it worked. Sometimes the Microsoft one, the xCloud would stink entirely, pretty unplayable, but sometimes it was great, and I was able to play. I think I played all the way through Tekken, the campaign on xCloud. So
that's pretty impressive.
I wouldn't do it like a real fighting game that way, but for the way I just smash buttons on a game like Tekken or Soul Calibur, it was totally fine for the way I play those games. Set it to easy and just watch the nonsense of them going to hell and having supers. Tekken 7 is ridiculous.
That's the free one, right?
No, it's a retail game. I played it on Game Pass. Game Pass also, Kevin, has all the Kingdom Hearts stuff in there. Did you know that? I was flipping through. I was like,
Kingdom Hearts is on Xbox.
I was like, that's so cool. Kevin, be pumped. Maybe all of them? I'm pretty sure.
Let me Damn. Pull that up. That's impressive.
God, I hope I'm not being a liar.
The remote play thing is like, I've never found it to work. Like, I remember when the PS3 came out and you can attach your PSP to your PS3 and do remote play. What I didn't even know what remote play was.
Yeah.
And it was just so like blurry on the PS. It worked, but I was like, what is this? Why would anyone? And then the Vita did the same thing to the PS4 with remote play, and that never worked well. And then they did it on the iPhone. You can remote play to your PlayStation, and that never, like, I get the idea is you're supposed to be able to play your PlayStation from anywhere, but that's not, it never worked. It barely worked in the same Wi-Fi. Like, I've never had that work the way it was advertised to work.
Me too. And it would be unbelievable if it ever did, though. Like, it sounds...
Yeah. Being at home and pulling up Binding of Isaac before I had a Vita and all that and playing my PS4, it would be amazing.
I have real high hopes, especially with the PS4 and the Vita, because it seemed like that was designed...
Bob and Bill and like shaking hands and shit. Yeah, never did what it was supposed to.
And the button interface was bad because of that stupid touchpad on the back. They would try to map like R2 to that and all that. And so
remember, I told you when I was trying to play Detroit Become Human, I couldn't do a because you couldn't do the fucking gyro motion. It doesn't know how to read it, right? Because it's a phone. And I'm like, I can't open the key or open the door with the key because it involves motion.
Yeah, and I remember when the Vita was coming out and it had the 3G versions or whatever, and there was that promise as well of playing Call of Duty on the bus and all that. So, but I guess, I mean, do we want to, before we get to news and all that, like, do you want to talk about the consoles, like what we've heard, what our impressions are from hearing from
people? Yeah.
So
that's the elite part in our classic.
Yeah. We have talked about some old games, right? You know, Sega did that earlier.
That's true. We did. Yeah. Also, we lied about us not being. We said we're going to come again next week, and then we didn't do it for a month. So that's why we're so behind. So we lied.
It was an accident. Wow. Look, it'll be all worth it. So, anyways, I am getting the new console itch in a really strange way. Even though there's really nothing to play, I just fucking want it. I want it sitting on display. I want the S, the X, and the PS5. I totally am with you, though. The sexiest of them all is the S. That's the coolest looking one, I think. But I want
the S. That's the one with the speaker looking thing on the side? Yeah,
that white one.
Yeah.
And it's small. I love it.
Well, I want the PlayStation 5 because I like the way the console looks. I like the big bulkiness of it. I like the way it looks like a spaceship. I love the way it looks.
Those big
giant, I don't want a PS5.
Big giant vagina lips is just what you're at.
It's called a vulva.
Oh, sorry. Hey, well, actually.
I haven't had sex in a long time. But the PS5, the way it looks, I'm like, I want to walk home and be like, motherfucker, you see that shit over there? Like,
fucking PS5. It actually does. I thought I didn't like it at first, but now that I've seen it in some YouTube videos and display, it is pretty cool. It looks like
the Phantom. Do you remember the Phantom? The console that never.
Oh, no.
No, the car. I'm like, no, not the car, you idiot. The car. No, the console. The console that looked like a Phantom. Like, look it up. It never came out.
Okay.
They had like prototypes of this console. It looks like that. And
it's very organic looking. Like, it's got a very it's cool.
It is cool. It's very pretty, but there's nothing on it. I'm like, what's there? Oh, Miles Morales. I thought Miles Morales Spider-Man was going to be exclusive to PS5, so I paid no attention to the game until I saw available on PS4 as well. I'm like, why would he give me that? So I don't want a fucking PS5. I only wanted a PS5 for that game, but now I don't.
I was just gonna say, it doesn't look like we're gonna have a chance to get them for quite a while. There was an article I saw that Microsoft said at earliest April.
People are getting shanked in Toronto for it too, so people are like, hey, want to buy this console? Shank. And they're like,
so I'm sorry, I jumped in. I think we're gonna say about PS5 or something, or more of why you want it, or which would you go with?
Oh, Yeah, which one are you aiming at getting first? PS5 or Xbox? Whatever the fuck it's called.
For me, Xbox. Like, not even hesitation. Just because I'm not going to... I don't have to buy the games. But I'm going to get both, so I would get the Xbox first.
I was so hurt with the PS4. Like, hurt.
Why? Everything PS4 was awesome.
It wasn't. I was a 360 guy beforehand. I had the 360 and the PS3, but PS3 was just there to play PS1 games, really.
I was the same, yeah.
But I was a 360 guy. And then the PS4 came out, and I was like, fuck yeah, PT, which is the reason why I got a PS4. And I was like, shit, Oddworld, New and Tasty is going to come out exclusive to PS4. Kingdom Hearts, exclusive to PS4. You can have discs. None of this Kinect bullshit. Don't have to be online all the time. And if the PS3 can play all your games, obviously the PS4 can play all your games.
Great controller, a good feeling controller, like a nice update.
Crappy battery life.
We didn't know that though when it came out.
Yes. You mean like before we knew what was to come?
Yeah, like the reasons why, like
the PS4. So I bought a PS4. Yeah. First thing I did was put a PS1 game in there and say, "Motherfucker, let me see how you look." What do you mean it's not a PS4 disc? I know that. Okay, let me try a PS2 disc. What do you mean it's not a PS2 disc? I know that. PS3, obviously, is backwards compatible. What do you mean it's not a PS4 disc? Okay, so you don't play discs yet. Maybe I misread you. But let me get my PS account with all my PS1 games that can obviously be played here because it's a digital game.
Yeah.
None of it can be worked or it could be played on there. Nothing. My Vita can play my PS1 games and my PS4 can't. Okay, I'm a little upset about that. Let me turn on this controller. Bright light from the back for some stupid reason. Oh, it changes colors. That's cute. And then, yeah.
So are you, I guess I wouldn't have guessed you would have.
Oh, wait. Sorry, I'm not done my rant. PT was then canceled, so that never happened. Kingdom Hearts is no longer exclusive. Neither was Oddworld. So I was like, I could have just got a fucking Xbox.
I really came around on the Xbox. And I'm playing with the S, you know. It's not like a super system. I really loved God of War and Horizon Zero Dawn's awesome. But all the indie titles and stuff and all the little more bite-sized games, I get my fill with Xbox, with the Game Pass. And honestly, it's all Nintendo. Like, I don't really get, like, I just like Nintendo games, you know. That's what I'm leaning towards, Nintendo's and indies, which are usually inspired by Nintendo. And I get a lot of that from the Game Pass.
Someone on Twitter said, because I was saying how like PS5, I mean, they have exclusives where Microsoft somewhat doesn't. But Microsoft has Game Pass, which I would kill for. And they're like, I can do a buffet. I'd rather have a buffet of a bunch of little foods than one good meal.
And there are still some big foods in there. You know, Gears 5 is in there, and Horizon's in there. Like, there's great stuff in there, so... That is the reason. That's what has me tipping the scale. Cause I really enjoy Game Pass on PC. My PCs are now lower end, in terms of trying to run games, and I can still run them. I can still get the console experience. It's a bit shitty. I'll talk about that in a little bit, but, you know, whatever.
Well, what's selling me on the next consoles are the backwards compatibility. That's a huge thing for me. I have my 360 plugged in just so I can play my 360 games and Xbox Arcade games, because I don't have anything else, no other Xbox games.
And if you would have plugged in an Xbox, like the Xbox One did the same thing, you would have logged in, at, you know, like have an account and been like, most of it's here.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I was so disappointed in my PS4. I put in my Silent Hill Homecoming because I was craving to play Silent Hill for Halloween, and I got interrupted like 7 times of my wife, my daughter coming in, and I'm like, I would kill for a sleep mode because there's no, I couldn't find a save or anything. So I had to turn off the console and watch that intro of him being wheeled into the hospital like 7 times. I never reached the save point. So I was like, I need a sleep. The sleep function is the best thing.
Sleep is amazing. Like,
standby mode, whatever you want to call it. That's the best part of these consoles.
Yeah, and I forgot to check the disc thing for you, so I apologize about that. I was gonna, you one time asked me if I can resume from a disc, a 360 disc or something.
Right.
If I had it in the Xbox One. And I just forgot to do that. Maybe I'll do it.
No, that's why I forgot it too.
Maybe I'll do it with Halo 4 just to do an A-B comparison. I'll do the Halo 4 disc.
That'd be rad.
And then the Master Chief Halo 4 just to see what it looks like. But
I want to get rid of PS1, my PS2, my PS3. I want to get rid of those games off my shelf because they're there because maybe one day I want to play a game on it.
Sure.
If the PS5 was backwards compatible, I could just get rid of all those fucking consoles.
And then put other cool stuff on your shelf.
Yeah.
Just take a few of the absolute gems, the real display pieces, and orient them.
And everything else. Cool. Yeah, because my PS2 is modded, and I'm like, one day I'll play Silent Hill 4. One day. I never will. But I it's there. It's hooked up. Ah, it sucks.
I need to, and I refuse to pay for one, but I need a PS2 just so I can one more time play Lord of the Rings, Two Towers, and some Tiger Woods.
Dude, I have three.
I know.
I can send you one.
That's ridiculous. You're not gonna pay $50-$60 to send me something because I'm someday no. it'll
$60 to say have me send you something.
I'm not paying for anything, so it'll happen. It will eventually. Somebody will be wanting to get rid of one, and all I do is need it to just do that one more time. You know, I need like 10 hours with a PS2, and that's it. So,
No, I hear you.
In 10 years, within the next 10 years, I'll have that opportunity. It'll present itself. Maybe the PS5. Ooh, I don't know.
No, it won't because it's not backwards compatible where the Xbox project is. Also, the other reason why I'm going to get the Xbox or planning to is because of that subscription thing that they're offering, which is available in Canada only after this whole thing finishes. You can't do it now. You got to do it later.
You mean Game Pass?
No, no, the subscription thing where you pay monthly. Oh. Like, you're like leasing it.
Yeah, but at cost, right? It's like comes out to just whatever MSRP is.
Yeah,
and it's like $20. But I'd rather
pay and I'd rather just pay $100 a month as opposed to $500 at one time.
Yeah,
I could do $100 a month. That's absolutely fine for me. I spent $100 today on God knows what. Right? In the fucking house. Yeah. What did I do? So I'd happily do that.
It's just the supply shortages really stink. I feel bad for the people that are really chomping at the bit. I took a peek on eBay because I was like, if it's around the same price, I might pull the trigger. And the best deal I can find is like $900 US for an Xbox Series X, and it's like crazy. Some are selling for over $1,000. What are you playing? What are you doing?
And if I got a Series X, you know what the first thing I would play on it is? An Xbox 360 game.
Yeah, I was going to say, my guess. I was trying to pick exactly which one you would have.
Splatterhouse. Obviously.
Oh, obviously. Okay, it's yes. Splatterhouse. Yes, that's a good one. I should have known. all in all, though, I mean, I have the itch, so I'm excited about the new consoles. They do seem like it's a good infrastructure. I wouldn't mind just always having a lower end PC. So when this thing finally takes a dump, because I built this in March of 2013, maybe I won't have to spend $1,800 because I'll need to get a great graphics card and all that too. Maybe I can get by on just some lower tier stuff and then just utilize, because I'm not a graphics whore. I really like good frame rates, and it seems like these new consoles are really doing a great job in terms of just good presentation and performance. I'm just like you. You mentioned earlier the fidelity. Who cares if it runs well, you know?
Yeah. And that's the thing that sucks about like these new consoles. Like to me, I'm like the graphics look good, obviously, but I don't see that much of an upgrade from the PS4 or Xbox One. They look good. They look better, but it's all like resolution.
And it's 14, super detailed, and it's the kind of stuff that side by side is mind blowing. But like our lizard brains stop noticing it. Like it just.
But my TV's not 4K; it's 720. So it's like
so that also.
You know what I mean? Like so, it's not gonna make it. I'm not gonna buy a new TV when my TV works fine. Like I don't care about 4K. As long as you have good games on it, and again, Game Pass. Nom nom nom. Like I'm thinking about just buying an Xbox One because that'd probably go down in price. Instead of buying, but I might as well buy a Series X because I already skipped the generation. So,
yeah, do
the Series X. I'm going to end up buying all of them. Like, let's be honest.
Well, of course.
In the future,
of course.
They're going
to
all be there.
I'll have all of them as well. That's why it's not, that's why it's also fun to talk about it because we're not picking any sort of a side. It's just, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Like,
It's like, oh man, this is only for PS5. Oh, okay, let me turn around.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this.
I really, the PS5 though, I desperately want to play that, what's his name? The playroom game that like comes pre-installed on it.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
There's like, it's like Astro, maybe is the little guy's name, but there's Bug this.
Something? No. Was it the free PlayStation Plus game that they had?
No. It like comes on the PS5, I believe.
Oh, okay.
And it's, like a, de- it's a tech demo.
Bring a towel.
It's, huh?
Cause, I said, make sure to bring a towel because it comes on the PS5. It's a family
porn
show.
Joke.
I apologize. So. Yeah, I'm 12.
Well, I when I think of consoles and wrapping, like there is like towels around consoles in the lore of the 360. So I
don't
could have went either.
Don't
way.
Go on with my joke. Yeah.
All right, we can stop analyzing the joke.
Yeah, please. I wasn't proud when I said it. I said it. I had to repeat it.
But it's like
PS5.
It's like Astro's Game Room or something like that, or Playroom.
Okay.
But what it does, it's a tech demo, Wii Sports, if you will. It's not a sports game. But what it does is it displays all of the cool stuff that the DualSense controller does. So have you heard much
like
about
one, two, switch?
I'm sorry?
Oh, sorry. Like 1-2 switch. How that was like a tech demo for the Rumble.
Yes.
On the Switch controllers. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't know anything about the
Except
controllers.
Except good and desirable like Wii Sports was.
Yeah.
But the DualSense, I guess there's like really amazing feedback with the resistant controllers. I guess it's just great. Just ringing a bell at all? Like,
no.
There's
do they have a headphone jack? That's all I care about.
No, there's like a really good resistance, so you can really feel good tension in the triggers, and I guess it's...
Oh, like the button. Gotcha. Okay.
So I guess it gives you a really, really good tactile feedback.
Okay. So. The PS2 did that, remember? When it's like the harder you press the button, it actually makes a difference?
Where
the PS1 didn't?
Actually, the Genesis had that in Madden. A quick tap was a lob, and you hold it down through it straight.
Oh.
So...
Genesis, this one, the 10 don't.
Also, GameCube stuff did that too. But nonetheless, like this is, throw that away. That is dog shit compared to what PlayStation is doing. So they haven't done it like this before. I guess it's incredible.
Do they have HD Rumble? Is that a thing for them too?
Yeah.
Jesus, I might as well have asked. Did you smell my fart?
They have like haptic. Yeah, they all have like haptic feedback stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, they all have.
I'm like 5 years behind.
They all have better than just the old N64. Bzzz, go crazy. So
that's what I like. Press the button lightly.
I guess think about pulling back a bow and like how hard that it actually is. I guess they can really make the trigger. Give a lot of resistance for you there, where it can feel like, oh my god, and then you quit out of the game and it's flimsy again the way that you would expect it. So
that's awesome. But do they have a headphone jack?
That was not
a
joke. Probably.
I hope so,
but I don't know. I would have to think so, but I don't. Kazlab's got some stuff here. They only use remote play to play PS1 games from PS3 to his PSP. That's pretty cool. Only have mild interest in the PS5 because it's getting.
Wait, hold on. Why wouldn't you just play? Oh, because they're discs. Never mind. So I was saying, because PSP can play PS1 classic games.
But maybe, yeah.
But if it's a disc.
Yeah maybe you don't want to buy it again.
I have to learn how to listen.
only have a mild interest in the PS5 because it's getting Temtem. I don't know what that is. On December 8th. Too bad it's still sold out where I am. Yeah, PS5 is not going to be available in Ohio for a long time. What's Temtem?
What's Cass from?
California. You said California earlier.
California. I wanted to run away to California when I was 16. I don't know why.
You were probably watching The Wizard and were like, I want to go see a giant dinosaur.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Dude, Temtem looks awesome. It's a MMO, or it's a massively multiplayer creature collection adventure.
Ooh, like Monster Hunter kind of thing?
The YouTube IGN calls it a Pokemon-like MMO.
Oh, speaking of IGN and shit, did you hear the review about the PS5 where the guy's like, during this COVID times and the presidential, I feel bad enjoying this console. It's like a Polygon review.
No, I heard that someone, I heard that there was something about like, Well, give me a break.
I'm like, what do you not understand that this has nothing to do with whatever you're saying? Like, I'm very PC and like liberal kind of guy, but I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
This is like, I feel bad for enjoying this when so many people lost their jobs. I'm like, well, you're a fucking game reviewer. I would kill to be in your place.
Oh, it's
just
Biff.
Review the goddamn console.
Biff's here. What's up? He said it was a Kotaku review, but good to see you, Biff.
Oh, the Kotaku?
How you doing, bud?
Polygon. What's up, Biff?
Tomato, tomato. My business partner always says tomato, potato. And if it's the first time hearing it, you're expecting the tomato, tomato or whatever, and it gives you like a pause, like you get it, and then you're like, wait, did you say potato? It cracks me up. It hits hard.
There was another game reviewer with the black swagger. Did you hear about that? With the Spider-Man review? It was I think it was a GameSwap, but I don't know. Someone else could correct me. They said it was exaggerated. Playing as Spider-Man makes you have the exaggerated swagger of a black teen. What does that mean? What is an exaggerated swagger of a black teen?
I'm not going to answer that question. We're going to move on. I can't believe they would put that in print nowadays.
They put it in print and they recorded the video with that in there. And I was like, And all the comments are all people like, I'm not swaggered enough to be black. I'm not black enough to have swagger. Like, it's really funny. It's really enjoyable. I was going to call myself that. And then 20 other people on Twitter had it. So I was like, I'm not unique. I got nothing.
It's a good joke.
It's so good.
Biff is, he's pooping right now. He's misbehaving. So he's had a break at work because we always record when he's working. So,
oh, nice.
Thank you for spending your break with us. It's good to see you, man. Hope it's a nice evening for you.
Satisfying? Is it like?
No. We don't need any more details about that.
I want to know because there are different types, right?
You can DM RetroRelapstick all of your poop descriptions if you'd like, Biff.
Yes. So. I don't want a description. I just want to know if it feels good.
I don't.
It does.
I don't.
Okay, fine. Next topic.
pooping, not pooping. Okay, so maybe he's just...
Wait, what did he say? Oh, shit. I asked him right when he coughed or farted or something.
Pooping, not pooping. I don't know.
Oh, I love
popping.
Sitting there.
I don't know. Oh, popping in. He's misbehaving and popping in. He's not pooping. I misread that.
Okay. Now who's the dirty one?
I am. Dirty. I'm the one that... Hey, I guess I need to get my eyes checked. He's just popping in to say hi. Must be.
Gotcha.
Now, but you know what? He's probably going to be like, I could probably take a shit right now. I'm on break.
We may think it's incredibly awkward for everybody. So let's move on to things I've been
released. All right. We're going to talk about new release. So we're done with the new console excitement speculation for now.
I got nothing else to say. I got to wait until I have money. Oh, no, I have money. Relax, guys. I'm not rich. It's because I'm going to go through that subscription thing where I pay $30 a month. I paid off my student loans. I got a little bit extra.
Oh, bills. Hell yeah. Nice.
And my car loan. So I'm good.
Dude, will feel rich. Like all that those monthly payments that don't go out the... Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Feeling good.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
All right, man. Well, yeah, let's talk about some of the new releases. Halo 4 came out on that's the one I want to mention real quick.
Okay.
I don't even know if it's in here. But Halo 4 is in the Master Chief Collection on PC. Downloading from Microsoft still sucks. It's really, really shitty, and it always gives me airs, and I don't understand what their problem is. It's wild how horrible downloading from the Xbox store is. It just stops. The games just don't download. They give you an error, and then it'll say if you hit restart, and it says error, and then you hit cancel update, and they're like, this will delete the game. It's like, okay. You have to do a whole bunch of sign out, sign back in kind of nonsense. They've got an Xbox app, that they want you to use, kind of like Steam. There's also the Microsoft Store. Both don't work. Now, on my one computer, it worked great. Updated, no problem. Halo 4, here we go. On the other computer, garbage. Must be an AMD thing. It doesn't like AMD. So
Halo 4 is part of the Master Chief Collection? Because that only had... Does that have all of them?
It's got 1, 2, 3, right. 4, and ODST. It does not have 5. And it does not have Halo Wars or something like that. It's like not a first-person one.
It's so weird. Why do they do that?
Well, because Halo 5 didn't exist when this started. This Halo Master Chief Collection thing has been like a decade in the works. It should have been out and done in like 2014 or something crazy like that.
Okay.
So they're just finally getting around to doing it. It seems pretty cool though. But out of the new releases that came out this week, the one that I kept hearing a bunch of people talk about was
The Sims 4 Snowy Escape.
Yes. Blew my mind. So. Too many microtransactions. Mm-hmm. No, the bug snacks or whatever.
Yes.
Have you had any temptation to play it?
That's the game I thought you were talking about for PlayStation 5. I think this is a PlayStation Plus free game for this month or next month. Or
something. Oh, no. This is 100% not. I'm going to look up what the name of that. Astro's Playroom, maybe. So what games are standing out to you while I'm doing?
Well, there's a Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War, which came out, and people are upset because it says, "Are you a female, a male, or non-binary?" And they're like, "Hey, man, in the '60s, non-binary wasn't a thing."
People, I can't believe there's that many people upset about that.
I know.
It is definitely called Astro's Playroom. Gotcha. So watch a trailer of that. So, okay. All right. Okay. So people are mad about Call of Duty. Okay. But not mad at all. Oh, they must be pretty mad. It's only at a 77. The last few Call of Duties have been rated extremely high.
They've always been. Every Call of Duty has been like.
No, there was that one that was called Ghost something. Ghost was
the only one that farted out. But that was the awkward teenager in between systems, so I didn't know what it was doing yet.
Oh, that's fair.
But I don't know. Call of Duty always had a good campaign. I've enjoyed them. I'm sick of first-person shooters, so I'll never touch another Call of Duty again. But I don't know. They make a good game. That's true. I am a big, fat, old liar, too. But yeah, that came out, and I have the desire to play it because I'm done with Call of Duty, like I said. But, I mean, if someone like knocked on my door and goes, "Hey, you want to play this game?" I'll play it. I won't write a book about it, but sure. I'll play it. Other than that, the other game that came out was... Just Dance 2021.
I'm still listening to old Bombcast, and right now I'm in October of 2011, and they're talking about Just Dance and stuff coming out on the Kinect and Dance Central and all that. So it's kind of cool.
So Just Dance is, first off, it's been 90 days. I did not get charged for that Just Dance thing I did with Hannah.
All right.
It's been past 90 days. I didn't see a charge for that, so everything's good. Unless I didn't realize it, but I check my credit card very often because I am broke. So Just Dance is a very crappy game. I wouldn't really call it a game, and I don't consider it a game.
Okay.
You can have the same experience of Just Dance by watching a YouTube video of Just Dance because the points don't matter. It doesn't really grade you. Kinect Dance Central was different because it's your whole body that it's tracking.
Yeah, Just Dance was the one.
So I'm like, my daughter plays it. She's five. She doesn't know any better, but she enjoys the games. She knows the songs. I've been listening to a lot of Katy Perry. But it's not a game. It's not. I'm sorry. It's not. There's nothing gaming to it. You're wagging. You can use your phone. Like, you don't even need the Switch. That's what I'm saying. You could have the same experience on YouTube and holding this guy and just like, Just Dance. You could do anything.
Of course.
Just Dance is a giant ripoff. Congratulations to Ubisoft for making this thing work. I dropped his hat.
It's still kicking. The big thing looming is Cyberpunk in a couple of weeks, right?
Has been pushed back too, right?
It says December 10th. Was that not? No, that's what's on Metacritic. Is that not the date anymore?
Oh, I heard it was pushed. I don't know. I don't care for Cyberpunk. I don't even know what that is. But I know that it's been pushed so long that it's starting to become the Duke Nukem Forever joke, where people are like waiting for it from what I saw online.
Oh, they got a while for that.
Yeah.
Kaz Labs also asked, what video game best captures the early 2000s for you guys? That's a good question.
Twisted Metal Black. Can't go any 2000 in that.
For me, and Tony Hawk. Gosh. Like the early 2000s.
When did Twisted Metal Black come out? 2001, 2002?
I would say for me, I played. like Dreamcast emulators, like the NES Dreamcast emulator was early 2000s for me. That kind of blew my mind. But actual games that were out then, like late N64 stuff, like Majora's Mask, or if we move to the next stuff, like a lot of Tiger Woods or Soul Calibur 2. Because like, I was in college, I didn't play a lot of games. Halo 1 in the dorms. I just didn't have a... I didn't have a lot of consoles when I was in college or anything. I had to just rely on what people had around me. So, I would play Mario Golf, Tiger Woods, Halo 1, a lot of ice hockey, Virtua Tennis on the Dreamcast. I played a lot of that in that era. That's about it. I really loved the Two Towers EA game, the hack and slash game. Otherwise, I didn't really do a whole lot in the early 2000s. What about you? I mean, other than Twisted Metal Black, what else is kind of like your jam?
Tony Hawk Underground and Metal Gear Solid 2.
Sweet.
I would say. Yeah.
Yeah, just...
I bought Twisted Metal Black with my pennies. With, like, quarters and pennies.
Oh, really? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I remember that. I dropped it on there, just... And the guy, like, was there all angry. Shit.
Yeah. That was kind of when I first experienced Funko Land, like that 98, 99, you know, just before that. Funko Land was eventually bought by GameStop, but it used to be this like magical place, really cheap used games.
Yeah, that's exactly where Twisted Metal Black came from. It was like some kiosk in the middle of the mall.
Yeah, like, so it was like
programs and games.
So I was getting into changing my pin connectors, all that kind of stuff. So, while that was extremely easy and something to swap, that was more of kind of where I was at gaming. I didn't get really back into gaming
in college, right? You said,
I didn't get back into it until probably like 2008 or 9, somewhere around there. And I didn't get into modern games until after hanging out with Tony for a bunch doing this podcast. That's what finally got me to get back into new stuff.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
early,
yeah.
You said early 2000s, you were in college.
Yeah. I graduated high school in 2001 and I graduated college in 2005.
I started high school in 2001.
Yeah, baby.
Big old fat baby that I am. Then I had a girlfriend for like 4 years and then I stopped gaming for a little bit because that was too cool for games. I was all about the drugs and the acid and the skateboards.
And it is cool. Broke up, I was like, hey. You should have kept that stuff around. Also, would have made gaming pretty fucking cool.
I remember going to her cousin's house and they had a GameCube, and I was like an old person. What is this? What kind of controller is this? I can't. The discs are so small. I can't play this. Like, I remember doing that with Resident Evil Zero.
Really?
This is. Yeah, I was all like upset about it because I was a big old dumbass. And I was all like, skateboards.
Any interest in the Snyder Cut of Justice League? Actually, a little bit.
Is there like 5 minutes of footage extra or something like that?
They seem to be doing a lot. There's new CGI and re-editing and stuff. I never
watched Justice League. I refuse to.
I don't watch the Justice League either. I'll probably watch this. I liked Man of Steel. It didn't bother me that Superman was killing people and causing destruction.
He could have just, you know, flew.
I enjoyed that. And then did he do Watchmen? I think he did Watchmen. Who did Watchmen? I liked Watchmen. I'm pretty sure it was him. Huh?
The dude who does stuff in slow motion a lot. Was it Zack Snyder?
I think it was Zack Snyder. I think... Michael Bay?
Huh? Yeah, Michael Bay did 300 is what I'm thinking. Who did 300?
I think Zack Snyder might have done that too.
Okay, so he did the slow motion things. They do a lot of slow motion.
Yeah. Snyder did do Watchmen. So, yeah. So, okay. I have liked some Snyder movies. He gets shit on a bunch, it seems like.
I like the slow motion shit.
But I thought the first Watchmen was good. I liked Man of Steel.
Holy.
Which one?
I was making a joke for those listening would hear me in the background still talking about how I enjoy slow things while you're talking at a regular pace. No, but never mind.
Sorry. 300 was also Snyder with Sucker Punch, which was awful.
Yeah, I heard Sucker Punch was crap.
So, yeah.
Did he also do The Spirit? Was that him? Who did The Spirit?
I don't know. I'm not even sure I'm familiar with that movie.
Oh, it was based on a comic.
What about you, Kaz? Are you interested in the Snyder Cut? I watched a terrible movie. I haven't watched a movie in a while, so I was in the mood to watch a movie. So I watched one on Sunday. It was on HBO, and it was called Replicas, and it had Keanu Reeves as a scientist who clones his family, and it has the star of Silicon Valley. He's also in like Verizon commercials and stuff. So those are the two stars. It was awful. If I was 13 though, or, you know, younger, and I wasn't aware of plot holes and terrible acting and all of that.
Yeah.
I would have fucking loved this movie.
It's like Showgirls.
That's a bad example for me personally. Even when Showgirls came out, I turned it off. I hated it. Even though it was like an unbelievable amount of naked girls, I hated that movie. I'm trying to think of.
I do love that movie so much that the tape wore out. It wasn't even the movie. It was a trailer for the movie.
It was.
It was on the movie Lord of Illusions. If anyone ever heard of that movie called Lord of Illusions, I don't know what the movie's about, but the trailer had Showgirls uncensored. And I wore out that tape. No idea what the movie's about. Just, I remember that.
Oh man, hate for Showgirls. Explain yourself, Scott. I just hated it. I thought it was dumb. I don't know.
You know, I have Showgirls nipple tassels.
You do?
I do. When I used to work at HMV, do you guys have HMV in the States?
Mm-mm.
It used to be a music store that we used to have here.
Okay.
And they used to sell DVDs and shit. And I used to work there. And they had a Showgirls box set that no one bought. So they gave away. Like, they just, like, got rid of the contents. And it came with nipple tassels. So I kept them. So I still have them.
He's yelling at me because Jesse from Saved by the Bell gets naked in it. Yes, of course. That was the draw. Elizabeth Berkley. Yeah. Of course.
You know what's stupid? I didn't know that was her when I was young. And I watched it.
I mean, that was a kid. That was the draw. But, like.
I think I was looking at her. I'm like, moves, no internet.
Well, you know, obviously, if we're talking in those terms, I wanted Kelly Kapowski over Jesse Spano, but you can't always. It's just I didn't like the movie. I there were other movies to see boobs
No, that's what I'm saying. So whatever movie you're talking about, when you were 13, you're not paying attention to plot holes. Like when I watched Showgirls again as an adult, I was like, oh, there's a story.
Yeah. I know what you're saying.
I had no idea, but when I was 13, I was just like, oh, cool. I'm gonna enjoy this.
Like a movie like The Fortress or something. That's got the guy that's in Highlander. He's in this like futuristic prison thing. It's a terrible, sounds awful familiar movie. Yeah. I would have loved it as a kid. RoboCop 3 as a kid. You know, I thought
I watched the movie Arcade.
You watched what?
No, sorry. I ever watched the movie Arcade?
Hmm.
It's like a thriller. Oh, it's terrible. But I watched a lot of it as a kid. It's really stupid. It's like reboot graphics.
Oh, okay.
It's like, it's a horror movie, but it's so stupid, and I don't know why I remember that movie. It's kind of like Lawnmower Man, if you remember that.
Oh, yeah, with Pierce Brosnan. Like,
remember those graphics? And
oh, yeah.
It was terrible. Everyone watch Arcade. I'm going to watch it again, too. I got to find that movie. It's terrible.
But yeah, Replicas stinks. Totally worth checking out if you want to watch a bad sci-fi movie.
Sounds good.
I like Keanu Reeves a whole bunch, so I'm okay watching some of his bad movies, because he makes a lot of movies I like, so I'll just give it a try. Well, at least it's not as bad as Striptease in 1996 with Demi Moore. Oh, I remember that.
I do remember that, when
she was in the Bruce Willis trauma and all that.
Yeah.
Was it the dialogue or the nudity that made it? Oh, it was definitely not the nudity. It was just like... dumb. I don't know. I just couldn't get it. Like, I didn't like any of the people in the movie. Like, everyone was a dickhead. There was no one I was rooting for.
I don't. And Showgirls?
Yeah. I just don't know why. Obviously, I didn't put that much thought into it, but I don't, it definitely wasn't the boobs. That was the best part. Maybe it was that hers weren't the best and the stars should be the best.
There were so many. The line is, you can't touch me, but I can't touch you. And I really want to touch you. That's what she says when she's dancing to the guy. I remember that. I can word that trailer word by, if you play it right now, I bet you it's like the Ninja Turtles theme song. I can just go with it. I know, not even thinking. I know what she's going to say next.
Yeah.
Then the internet came and ruined it all.
It did.
Any movie you want. There it is. It's like, now I have a fetish and then kink. Now I need a specific type. Before it was just like, whatever. Like this
lamp any scrambled, like, yeah, any late night. Yeah, did you guys have that? The HBO or whatever? Or you had scrambled cable?
Yeah, pay-per-view. Okay. Scrambled porn, of course. You see a purple boob, you're like, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, fuck yeah. Wait, was that a
I folded a porno mag once when I was a kid, my sock, and then when I unfolded it, it was all creased, and it really pissed me off because the Playboy paper was like more thick or something.
Yeah,
I don't know. When you folded it, it would get all creasy.
It's a high quality magazine. That was a good material.
It sucked because I was like, man, that was in my sock for like 2 days.
How weird would it be to grow up like? I guess I'm glad we grew up with analog porn. The hunt was certainly the more fun aspect of it.
Watching Sex in the City, being very upset that it's not what you thought it was.
Yeah, right.
You know, when you go to a guy channel and says Sex in the City, you're like, oh, fuck yeah. And then it's din, 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 you're like, what the hell's this shit? Or the Sunday night sex show with that old lady. God damn it.
So I guess you didn't make it to the rape scene. That's one scene. Oh, yeah. That definitely, rape scene's not.
And Showgirls?
Cool. Yeah. The dude from Twin Peaks, I'm pretty sure he rapes Jesse.
Damn, what the hell was I doing?
Like, it's like a hotel scene, like they're like in a hotel or something.
Oh shit, I don't remember that at all.
Yeah. I mean, I've watched the movie. Like, I guess I should say I have seen all of Showgirls. So I guess it was maybe I turned it off the first time I watched it. Which is crazy considering the age that I was, and it was all about
me on the first time I watched it. Oh, Kevin, you're on fire today.
Killing it. Well, you got all the jokes built up. That's it for new releases. I guess we can move on.
I forgot we're a video game podcast.
Let's talk about one more game. Are you telling me to hold one on game. Or can we move on?
One more game that's coming out.
15 seconds.
Kingdom Hearts. Melody of Memories.
News!
All right. So first things first, Showgirls is coming out. No, I'm joking. Super Mario 3 All-Stars is getting an update, and it's out now. I was very surprised to boot up my Switch, and I saw Super Mario 3D All-Stars has been updated. I'm like, what? Fuck you updating.
I guess it did update. I thought maybe it was the 35 thing that updated. Maybe it was, I was playing a little Hades. I can't get to the goddamn credits. Anyways.
Welcome to a rogue. I thought they were going to make Super Mario 64 widescreen, and I was like, woo! I looked it up, and they did not do that. But they did add what people did want. You can now play Super Mario Sunshine with a Nintendo GameCube controller.
Good.
Which is what people were like, you can use a GameCube controller for Smash Brothers. Why the hell can't you use a GameCube controller for Sunshine? And you can now.
Fair question. So cool.
Yeah, it is. And they also allowed for the inverted cameras. People were upset that you couldn't change the cameras, I guess, up and down, down is up kind of thing. It was just the way it was, which did fuck with me because I need my inverted cameras too. But you get used to it after a while when you play these kind of games. And those are the two updates. And I was like, cool. They're still updating.
It also said some bug fixes in the article that you had released from Nintendo Everything.
Oh, did they make Super Mario Sunshine good? Because that's we'll get there at the end. My God, that fucking game.
I can't be
Animal Crossing is coming out with another free update, and I'm so fucking excited. So I've been playing Animal Crossing every day. I do my chores, and it's fun now because I have a daughter who goes in there and ruins everything. And then I yell at her in real life for something she did in the game. I'm like, I had a four-corner wrestling ring. Where the fuck is the bottom right corner? Where'd you put it? Oh, it's in your storage? Go there in your care. Let's switch characters. Get it out now. Do not touch my wrestling ring. It took me a long time to find those four pieces and put them together. And now they're broken and it's hard to put it back. She chops down trees. I'm like, where's my apple tree? Oh, I wanted wood, but I went too far. Yeah, you went too far. Now we have no apples. So I'm pissed off about it, but it is cute when she buries, like she fucks with me. She'll put like timers, you can get timers in the game. I don't know why, but you can. And she'll bury it. So next morning, I'll play and think it's a fossil. And be like, wow, there's like five fossils in front of my house. And it's all timers. She'll just bury shit for me. And it's funny. But anyway, so we did the Halloween together. The Halloween that passed that we didn't record because life. We did that together. And that was fun. We did my birthday in Animal Crossing, which is fun. We had a pinata and cupcakes. And it gave me stuff. That was really cool. And now they're going to do fucking Turkey Day next week. Because you crazy Americans have your Thanksgiving next week. And then they're going to do snow. Well, right now we're entering fall, so there's like leaves and shit. And then in December, they're going to have snow. And on December 24, it's called Toy Day. which is Christmas Eve, but I guess they don't want to get political about it. But yeah, so that's going to be the next updates. And then there's going to be another free update in January, another big one. So I'm fucking stoked. Cool. Love Animal Crossing.
Good for all the Animal Crossing fans out there. PS5 users may be playing the PS4 versions of Call of Duty Black Ops War by mistake. I think I heard Jeff Gerstmann talking about this on the Bombcast. He's like, even though I told it not to, it installed the PS4 version of Call of Duty. So I think it installed both of them. I'm speculating based on just this headline. Is that what it said?
Yeah. So my brother actually told me about this. He was saying how people were, they're upset that their PS5 version is PS4. My question was, how the hell did you know the difference between the two? Like, without having played one or the other, how did you know which version you were playing? Then I looked it up and it came across this. So I guess they're doing this thing where you can upgrade your PS4 version to a PS5 version.
Okay.
So it is downloading the PS4 version only on their PS5s, and people not knowing the difference, because I wouldn't know the difference, to be honest.
Sure.
Are playing the PS4 version of Call of Duty instead of the PS5. So people are complaining this game looks like crap, whatever, what have you. And yes, it's because PlayStation is making things really complicated, unnecessarily complicated. Yeah. Why on earth would you want the PS4 version on your PS5? Why was that
an backwards option? Because people like you complain about backwards compatibility all day, and they're like, here, motherfuckers, here's your goddamn backwards compatibility. You're going to play the PlayStation 4 version, and you're going to like it.
But you have the PS5 version.
I don't care. Hey, you want a backwards compatibility, you're going to have backwards compatibility, damn it.
Fair. So yeah, a lot of people were upset about that, and the upgrade thing sounds really complicated, and I don't want to get into it because I don't know it, because I haven't tried it, but it sounds incredibly complicated. If you have a PS4 game and you want to upgrade to the PS5, which is cool that you're doing that, it's a nice smooth transition. It does sound like needlessly
on paper it sounds like it should be a smooth transition.
Yeah, like fucking which one do you want, PS4 or 5? Obviously 5, done. It should be that simple, but it seems that it's not.
Kaz asks, Kevin, did you do anything for your Thanksgiving in October? Or is it just you, Hannah, and
yeah, the just wife? My inter-gathering household family.
I am going to have Thanksgiving dinner with my parents, my sister, and her husband, and that's it. We got a pretty big extended family, but we're not doing any of that. My brother and his wife are going to stay in Cincinnati, so there will be, I guess, 6 of us, because my sister just had a baby. But it'll just be that.
Yeah.
I'm going to cook some of the dishes, and I'm taking them over. My mom's going to cook the turkey and some pies. And it'll just be that. More than, I guess, a lot of people are going to get to, which is cool. It's a bummer. I did see someone say, you know, I'd rather have a Zoom Thanksgiving than an ICU Christmas, so... I can certainly understand that sentiment. So.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Like, I saw my mom yesterday on my birthday, and the only reason why I wanted to go see her was because I just had my COVID result negative, like 100% confirmed that I'm negative. So, and I don't leave the house at all. That's the only reason why I wanted to go see her.
Yeah. I also made me dinner, pretty distant from my parents. I still watch, football games with my dad every weekend. My parents have been helping, actually a little bit at the business I'm trying to get started. They're coming in clutch, helping fill some stuff up.
Thing is, as long as you're doing what you can, like,
we stay, do all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Like, if you can, do it. Like, if there's a family emergency, I'm going to send my daughter to my mom's. You know what I mean? Like,
of course.
Like, we're doing our best to keep the distance and social gatherings and all that. But,
But, I mean, it would
just stop asking from everyone. Just try.
Yeah. So, you know, we're taking that approach where we're doing a little bit. We're going to make a bunch of food, like we're still going to do a big one so we can all take a bunch home, because everybody in the family, one of our favorite things is taking all the garbage that we didn't eat yesterday, throw it in a big skillet the next day and add a little bit more gravy, and you just have a big skillet of like dressing and turkey and mashed potatoes. Some people will throw like cranberry and stuff in there. I don't, but like if there's green bean casserole, I throw it all in a pot.
Oh, you make me hungry. That sounds so good.
My mouth's watering now too, thinking
about it. Is Macy's Day Parade happening? Is that a thing?
No, like they canceled that a while ago, but that's not happening.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because the Santa Claus Parade here was canceled as well. And Halloween wasn't canceled. I did a scavenger hunt for my daughter and my cousins, my nephew and nieces. So we're outside. I figured, we're all together anyways. So I did a scavenger hunt for them, but people on the street still left candy on their lawn. So they still had the experience of trick-or-treating without actually...
I was working when it was going on, so I couldn't do it. But my friends... had a little candy chute. So I guess a lot of people were building little slides.
Yeah, like that on the railings and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I left a bowl of pre-wrapped candy with tongs if people wanted to use it, right? So it still worked out. It worked out.
I'm glad that they're figuring out ways to give kids some stuff to do. I know you got to be some careful with it, but it's better than nothing. Because it's devastating to like not have school and all that. School sucked, but... I couldn't imagine. I would definitely, what I had in school has got to be way better than this online crap that people are dealing with. Kazlab said Comic-Con was supposed to happen next month, but that got canceled after people started complaining about it. And my theaters have been closed. I don't even know if ours have ever opened since the pandemic here in Ohio. Maybe they have.
I watched SpongeBob with Hannah in the summer.
Oh, did you? Okay.
In August. Yeah, the new SpongeBob. That's all they was playing. It's like SpongeBob. And I wanted to go watch it before it closed it down again. And there was no one in the theater except for her and I. So
I don't like the movie theater anyway, so I don't miss that.
Yeah.
So cool. Well, I guess be careful if you're one of those lucky few that have a PS5 and you have Call of Duty, make sure you're playing the version that you want to play. Freddy's Five Nights at Freddy's is coming to
So I love Five Nights at Freddy's, and this is the only franchise that I am too much of a wimp to play.
It's scares. It's dumb.
Yeah, I played 1, 2, and 3 on my iPhone. Okay, like a buck at some point, and I couldn't. Put it with headphones on. Are you fucking kidding me? You know the creaks and shit that happen. No, I can't. It always scares me, even though I know it's coming, it terrifies me. So this is the only time I actually watched a YouTuber, like a Let's Play, Markiplier. Okay. I watched him play it all because he's really good at it. And I watched all his videos of him playing on it because he's good. But I love Five Nights at Freddy's, and I understand that it's like it's very, what's the word I'm looking for? It's like Minecraft, how it, like now you see like the swords and shields in stores and it's kind of overdone. You see Five Nights at Freddy's shirts and plush dolls and everything, and it's kind of overdone, but this was an indie guy. This is an indie guy, not was.
Yeah.
And to have a physical copy of this is awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because this is the only way to purchase these games were digital. You could even get them on PS4 or Xbox. I think you can get on the Switch, but now you can get the Five Nights at Freddy's Help Wanted and Five Nights at Freddy's Core Collection will be available for PS4, Xbox One, and Nintendo Switch on January 12, 2021. So there's no words about the newer consoles and all that, but still, it's cool. Oh, actually, even the video talks about Markiplier, or the article talks about Markiplier. I didn't realize that. But yeah, it's made by one dude, Scott Cowthy, I think his name is. I bought the book.
Must be a cool
guy. Five Nights at Freddy's book. Like it's the only digital copy of a book that based on a game that I bought, and I did not enjoy it, but I thought the writing was very well done. But yeah, I don't know. It's a fun title. It's very scary. And I don't like jump scares. I like horror games, but I don't like jump scares. You can throw this guy at me from across the room and go, la, 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 la. If I'm not expecting it, I will jump like a cat. Like, ah! So, anyways, I thought that was a cool thing because it's about time this game gets a disco copy. And a lot of kids like it. I'm surprised a lot of kids like it. Like kids. Like I go to Walmart to have like Five Nights at Freddy's shirts for kids.
Yeah, but it's like... We were into stuff that we shouldn't have been into, and that they marketed towards us.
I mean, it's not bloody. It's not. It's just scary. It's just creepy. Yeah. So, I don't know.
This is really cool. And I just have to say, I've only known one Alistair in my life, and he was a Canadian. And only other time I knew of an Alistair was You Can't Do That on Television, which is a Canadian show. And there was Aleister Crowley, but he doesn't count it. Is this person Canadian doing this amazing Sonic thing, or is Alistair Acheson like just a dude with a Marvel type of name?
I you're asking a lot of questions to the wrong person.
I got a weird segue into an unbelievable Sonic game.
Yes. So I heard about this a couple of weeks ago. He only did the first two games, Sonic 1 and Sonic 2 at the time, where every single time you collect a ring, the game would switch. Like to the game that you're playing to the other game. And now he added recently Sonic Spinball and Sonic 3D Blast. I think he added something new.
Yeah, it was 3D Blast.
And when I saw that, I'm like, I gotta fucking try this. Like, I was gonna talk about it already, because it's like, so imagine playing all the Sonic games at once.
Yes.
And anytime, it's terrible. It's a terrible experience. Anytime you collect any ring, the game will switch on you to whatever other game. So sometimes, like in the first, when I first did it, I was playing Sonic and Knuckles, so I did the whole long ass intro, and I collected a ring, and then I guess the other game was so behind from where this one was, so I saw the Sega, and I had to watch the Sonic 2 intro, like, so it's wherever, like, I don't know how he did it, but anytime, so wait until later when you collect those rings, or else you're gonna watch a bunch of intros like I did. And
but it's almost impossible to avoid the rings though.
Yes, it is. So the shitty thing is, because it's Sonic, you need the rings to survive, right? But if you get hit, those motherfuckers bounce around you, and you're going to collect them without meaning to. And it's such... I wrote to the guy because I couldn't get it working at first. I didn't think he was going to respond. I just said, hey, it's not working. But it's because I was using .gen instead of .bin file names.
Okay.
And once it booted up, it was fine. And I said, I wrote back to him, thanks, I hate it. Like, it's so, I suggest removing Sonic Spinball you can remove what game you want from it, from the menu. Remove Sonic Spinball because it's such a different kind of game. So you'll be running and going through loop-de-loops, collecting rings, and it'll like switch you to all these games with Sonic Spinball because it's a pinball game. It's so slow. It just takes you out of the rhythm. You know what I mean? You want to just jump. Keep going sideways, but Sonic Spinball is not that kind of game. So I would suggest removing that. It's cool that it's in there, but it really breaks the flow of the game. But it is one of the worst experiences I've ever had. I said this is probably what I will, this will flash before my eyes before I die. Just all these Sonic games all at once. It's not enjoyable.
It's so fun, cool, but it is but so it's fucking cool.
Awesome. It's one of those things like we always say, why are you going to make OutRun on an Atari? Why are you going to make
Why is Doom running on a pregnancy test? A pregnancy Who cares? Test?
Because it's fucking cool. Yes. I get it now. I am 100% behind you. There is no point for this to happen.
No, but
it works.
But it's so cool. So check it out.
It's very easy to install as well.
AlistairAtchison.com. If you look for Alistair Atchison, you'll find a link to his website.
Yeah.
Magic Box-Win is the, if you call it Magic Box, it'll, and, you know, it walks you through like how to get it running, use RetroArch and all that. So it's seems to be pretty cool. So yeah, Alistair Atchison, Magic Box. Definitely go check it out. My wife.
And she's like, why? I'm like, I don't know.
But somebody did it. It's amazing.
Somebody did it. You know how many rings there are in Sonic?
Yes.
Oh my God, there's so many rings. But the worst part is when you get hit. Because you're just like, you're falling back into a ring. And in the other game, you're running into a ring. And just, it's mind-boggling. And how fast it happens. Like, it's crazy.
It is instant. It is.
The music changes, everything just changes. And so fast. And Sonic 3D Blast just throws you into a loop because the graphical style. You're just like, wow.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I recommend everyone check it out.
And then I think we'll wrap up news this week with the Game of the Year nominees came out from Jeff Keighley.
This came out just today when I was looking up things.
Dustin's favorite person. Jeff Keighley just irritated the hell out of Dustin. It was really funny.
Yeah, I can see that. I think we had this discussion about how he annoys us.
I can't. Nah, he doesn't bother me, but I get it.
We're not going to go through all of them, but just the game of the years, I guess.
Just the big ones. I think there's a really cool list here. We have Final Fantasy VII Remake, Ghost of Tsushima, Hades, Half-Life Alyx, which I thought was interesting to see on there. And then The Last of Us Part 2, huh?
I don't see Half-Life Alyx. I see Doom Eternal.
Oh, that's best narrative. Hold on. I got to click on the right freaking thing. I'm sorry, dude. Game of the year is Doom Eternal, Final Fantasy VII, Ghost of Tsushima, Hades, Animal Crossing, New Horizons, and Last of Us Part Two.
Yeah. So I think this is a good list. I don't think Animal Crossing New Horizons should be there, but that's just me.
Really?
Yeah, it's not a... It's like it's an Animal Crossing game. It's...
Yeah, but you just like, okay. The reason I disagree with you is your daughter is trolling you.
Yeah.
If that can happen, that's an awesome game. And if it came out this year, throw it up there. That's a cool experience. Yeah,
it is, but I don't know. That one and Doom Eternal, because I hated Doom Eternal. I couldn't even play that. I couldn't climb the goddamn wall because I couldn't read the goddamn text on my tiny 720p TV. But at least I can say I played a majority of these. Like, my personal, I hope, is The Last of Us Part Two.
Okay.
If Final Fantasy VII Remake didn't have that fart of an ending, I would have said Final Fantasy VII Remake. Because it's like, the end. Or is it? Mm-hmm. Where Last of Us Two is like, no, motherfucker, this is the end.
Yeah.
You're going to cry. Are you crying? You crying? You better be crying. I want Hades to win because it's
Hades, game, 100%, man. Super giant. And that's it. The game's incredible. Hades.
I can't do another roguelike. I can't. Hades, I can't. Hades, Binding of Isaac baby. Is taking my life Hades. Because I know what I'm doing now.
Hades, baby.
I speak to Domez like every day on Twitter, and he like gives me pointers on Binding of Isaac, and I'm like, motherfucker, I'm gonna beat one save file, and it's been eating me alive. I close my eyes and I have the Tetris effect of Binding of Isaac.
Don't worry.
My daughter draws Binding of Isaac. I did a screenshot of all the times I bought Binding of Isaac. It's like seven times I bought this stupid game. All my TVs had Finding Advice on it.
Hey, it's okay. Hades will be there.
I can't. I know. That's the thing. Once I'm done with this, Hades will be my next thing. Even though Binding of Isaac is getting DLC. But anyways, what would be your personal game of the year out of this list?
Oh, Hades by a mile. I would guess Hades. I haven't played any of the others, but I would be shocked if any of them overtook Hades. Hades is by far my favorite game I played this year. That's not like an older game or whatever. I've really enjoyed playing Halos. We'll talk about it in a little bit, but I'm having an absolute ball playing Mario Galaxy again. What a freaking phenomenal video game that is, I think.
I played 4 out of 6 of these games, which is the first time that's ever happened in a long time.
Yeah,
I'm caught up to what is modern gaming, and now the new gen came out, so I'm going to be lost next year again.
There's no like major head scratchers to me, I guess.
Doom Eternal is the only one. I guess. I mean, I don't know. I don't hear anyone talking about Doom Eternal. It just kind of felt like it happened.
I guess maybe, yeah.
It happened the same time Animal Crossing happened.
That's probably the one that I would be the most shocked if it won.
Yeah.
So, cool. Well, I think that's going to be it for the news this week, right? We ready to move on to... Oh, we got some free games to talk about. I'm sorry.
Almost. Oh, we did not. Sorry. That's old. That's old. I didn't look at the free games. I didn't look at any deals because I've been heartbroken too many times this last couple of weeks.
I'm sorry. Actually, that's what it is. This is my passive-aggressive way to get the deals cut out. I'm actually not starting... I'm faking all of this just so you'll stop doing deals. Like, eventually...
All I'm going to say for next week's deals is Black Friday. So... Go nuts.
Go nuts. So, Kevin, man, what you been playing?
So, I'm going to go. I have a lot of games, but they're all pretty fast. I beat Super Mario 64, saw credits. I am not going to get 120 stars because I later found out that you have to get red coins. Fuck that noise. No, sorry, not red coins. 100 coins per level. Fuck that noise. Ticked out level, go fuck yourself. Or whatever that stupid clock level is called, go fuck yourself. Super Mario 64 is still great. It's frustrating.
I didn't like it.
The control sucks, but it's Super Mario 64. I still like it.
You know, I think I feel that way about Vector Man. I still love Vector Man.
Yeah, it's a great game.
I don't really like playing it as much as I used to when I was a kid. I don't, like, it is a little too boxed in.
Really? Vector Man?
Or yeah.
Mario 64?
Vector Man. I feel like... I love Vector Man, but I don't like playing it today. Huh. Like Contra, I still love to play, or Super Mario 2, I still love to play those, right? Yeah. I don't love playing Vector Man. I used to love playing Vector Man when I was a kid, the same that I loved those other three games I just mentioned.
Yeah.
I don't like it as much now. It's still fun. It's not bad at all, but...
Any kind of Genesis collection, that's the first game I play. Isn't that weird? We really are the opposite, but at the same time, the same.
But the same, yeah. Like, yeah. Adventure Man's definitely one of my first ones to fire up, too. There's so much I love about Vector Man. I don't know why it, it's like I appreciate, like, I think Mario 64 is incredible, and one of my favorite gaming moments ever is in Mario 64, yeah. And I don't like playing it anymore.
That's fair.
I feel that way about Vector Man. I was just thinking about that the other day. I was watching a Vector Man video on YouTube. So.
Yeah, that game has to make a comeback. But yeah, but I beat 64, and I was like, I didn't hate it. I didn't hate the game. It's not my first time playing it, but it's like, I'm happy I did it. But then Sunshine came. And Sunshine is a terrible game. It is a bad, bad Mario game. Roll up the newspaper. Bad. Bad. What are you doing?
Scott hates Mario 64. No, not back in the day. Kaz says Scott hates Mario 64. No, I don't hate Mario 64. I kind of hate playing it. I don't know. As weird as that sounds. But I loved it back in the day. That blew my mind.
Yeah.
He asked what the moment was that I remember from Mario 64 real fondly. It blew my mind racing that penguin.
Oh, yeah.
And my friend had a wealthy friend, had a big, giant TV. It just was like, this is better than the arcade. Oh, my God. This is nuts what's going on right now. So, yeah, but Mario Sunshine on Giant Bomb, man, they, for the whole time I've ever listened to them, Jeff Gerstmann's always like, that game is trash.
It fuck is Mario trash.
Sunshine.
It is trash. I don't like the flood thing. Like, I don't need that gimmick in a Mario game. Luigi's Mansion with the vacuum, fine. But Mario, I want, like, the power-ups and the exploration. Like, I beat it with, like, 80 stars because I couldn't figure out how to fucking end the game. Like, I read online, it's like, you only need 60 to end it. I'm like, how the hell? I have 80. Why is this stupid game ending? Like... And then I found out there was another spot I didn't see, and I didn't clear out all those stars. Like, you had to beat all the levels in order to continue, but I didn't know it existed because the game doesn't tell you shit. It's such a bad... It looks good, but it's such a dumb game.
It does look good.
The levels that are basically the inspiration for Galaxy, the ones where you no longer have your flood pack and you gotta do all these stupid little jumps and the camera angles suck, it's... I've never been so frustrated, and I never played this game before, so I was so happy to get into a game. It was like my Sonic CD. I'm like, holy shit, a Mario game I never played before.
Sure.
Like, and I got in there. Like, Sonic CD, I was like, it's weird, but I love it.
Yeah.
Mario Sunshine, this game sucks. I fucking hate Sunshine. I will never go back to Sunshine, because I always replay my Mario games. I will never touch Sunshine again. Hated it.
But you did move on to Galaxy. I saw we were both playing that the other day.
Yeah, so... like opening like a beer, like, oh fuck yeah, Galaxy just all over my body, right?
Yeah.
And then I got Spider-Man, so I went that way. So I've only played a little bit of Galaxy. It still looks great. The controls are great. It's weird playing the Wii remotes. Like,
I'm doing it mostly handheld.
Okay.
And so you touch the screen and get the stars, and that's a little,
it's so innovative, it's so cool.
I don't like it, but
that's fair.
It's fine.
I like that you can press the button to make it spin.
Absolutely. Like, yeah. I love that game. I think I do like the original controls. Really use a Wiimote. Really use that. Maybe. It's looks great.
Good.
It that looks great. It plays great.
Yeah.
And I'm having a blast. I'm just... Until I get every star available before I move on to the next one. So I'm not going to have any of this backtracking crap. I'll always have enough stars to progress as I want.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's still awesome.
I remember one of the articles I wrote on Paranerds was that the Wii U gamepad, people didn't know this, because you can play Wii games on the Wii U, right?
Yeah.
But in order to play it with, you can either play on the TV, but a lot of people didn't know you can play the gamepad as well. So you can use the gamepad as the TV and point your remote at the gamepad.
Oh, people didn't know. I guess I didn't realize that either. That's cool.
So I wrote an article about like your gamepad does play Wii games. Or I think it was the headline or something like that. And people were like mind blown. They're like, I had no idea this was an option. I'm like, neither did I. I just pointed at it and there's the, you know where the Wii U gamepad is? There's a camera there.
Yeah.
It has a little circle around it. That circle is the sensor.
Oh.
Yeah. So you can actually use just the gamepad as your TV, but you still have to use a remote, which is stupid. But I mean, like, it did work.
That's pretty, I had no idea. That's
little,
cool.
Just a little trivia, no one knew. But yeah, I'll get back to Galaxy once I'm done Paper Mario and all that stuff. With these collections, I overdo it. Like Crash Bandicoot Spyro, like Crash Bandicoot, I couldn't wait to get to Warped because I hated Crash Bandicoot 1. And by the time I finished
one, punish yourself through one. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing. You punish yourself through one and then two's good. And by the time you get to three, you're kind of like, I can't do any more Crash. Same thing with Uncharted collect, any of these collections, right?
Yeah.
Spyro, I haven't even played Spyro 2 on my collection. I only played Spyro 1 because it was so long. And Mario, like Mario after 64 and after especially Sunshine, I'm so like, I got to give you a break before I jump back into another.
Well, that's good because you don't want to have like a, like a Galaxy's rad. So just let it.
But that's the thing. Galaxy's the best one. I should have started with Galaxy.
You should have definitely done that.
Ah, fuck me for going in canonical style.
But you did. It looks like you did see the credits for that. You've seen the credits for 64, right?
And I also saw the credits for Luigi's Mansion 3.
Well, now, what did you think of that? I really liked that game.
I loved it. Got very repetitive halfway through and the money meant nothing. I'm like, oh, I'm going to collect all these, all these boos and go back and look for them. No, I'm not. Why am I going to do that?
See the credits and get out of there. Call it.
Yeah, it's fine. It's Luigi's Mansion. I'm not going to write a book about it. I don't know why that's my thing tonight, but it was good. I'm happy. I was satisfied. I'm like, yes.
Yeah. Cool.
It was like Yoshi's Island when I was like, fuck this game.
That was my experience. So
yeah. And now, of course, I'm playing Miles Morales.
Yeah, how's that?
Fucking awesome.
Yeah,
I love the other Spider-Man game. I love this one more. Sorry, that's a lie. I love this one equally because it's a good game to have Miles Morales in. It came with the Spider-Verse costume, which is fucking so cool.
That's the black one, right? Like black and red?
Yeah. You've seen the Spider-Verse movie, right?
Yeah. I liked that movie a lot. I was surprised how much I liked that movie. It was fucking good.
And when you choose that costume, because every costume has its own like special features, you can have that frame rate animation to the character.
Oh, really?
That weird like frame that like, the frame rate. So his movement is different than the rest of the environment. Now, what I learned the hard way was that is an option that you can take off, but I didn't know that. So I played half the game with other suits with that animation. I thought my game was bugging out. So, because I put on Twitter, and I think Biff actually said, like, that's a part of the game. I'm like, yeah, but I didn't know it was for every costume. I thought it was just for that one until I realized you can actually remove that option.
That's cool.
Because you can – every suit unlocks an ability, and you can have this suit with this ability from that suit so they don't make you stuck on one.
Oh, that's also awesome. Eventually, I'll play. I haven't played Spider-Man yet. I need to, and I like Batman combat. So I know I would love the game. I just need to. And
the costumes, everything about it is great. But yeah, that Spider-Verse thing. It's hard because when you have so many costumes and they're all free, when you have so many costumes, I feel bad not using one. I'm like, oh, I haven't used the original one in a long time.
Costumes have feelings.
Because there's so many different styles, right? Like, if it was up to me, I would just be playing the Spider-Verse one with that animation because it's cool.
Costumes don't like care about your feelings, Kevin.
I know, but they put so much work into it, and costumes I'm not familiar with.
That is cool. I'm just being a dickhead.
So every 10 minutes, I'll switch a costume just because it's kind of like the Sonic thing. Every time I collect a ring, it switches the game. Every time I save a civilian, I switch the costume. But what you said on Twitter was right. A little bit short.
It's a little short.
A little bit on the short side.
I don't know if you heard.
It's a little short. But I have been playing this game nonstop, to be fair. Like, I'll be playing for like 4 hours straight every night. And today I pretty much played it all day. So I'm doing all the side quests. I'm doing everything. I don't know what my hours are. I'll look into that. But I mean, 15 hours, if that's the case, that's not short. I think that's a good length.
That's perfect. That's ideal for me. I'll pay $60 all day for a good 15 hours all day.
Yeah. And I'm playing on the hardest difficulty, and there's a new game plus, which I probably will go back to because I've been meaning to go back. I lent my friend at work Spider-Man, the original one, and I lent it to him. I said, take very good care of this and give it back to me as soon as possible because I want to play it again. and then COVID happened, and I haven't seen him since March. But he still has it, so that's why I was so like desperate for another Spider-Man game. I'm like, I want to play it again, but I can't.
I mean, just because you get to the credits early or whatever, like if you're, who cares if you still are playing the game?
Just swinging around is fun.
That's what I've heard. So that's awesome. That sounds, what you're saying is pretty echoed by most people. Seems like that's also excellent.
I apologize to all my Twitter followers that I'm posting screenshots in Twitter. I used to do like cool, cause the photography mode in the game is awesome too. You can like decorate with stickers and shit, and you could get like cool lighting. They really upped it from the other one. But I used to post it to Facebook under private. So no, I wouldn't bother people on Facebook with my crappy Spider-Man postings. But they removed the Facebook feature from PS4. So it's only Twitter or nothing.
Put it on Twitter, man. I'll put it on our Classic Elite Twitter. I don't care.
I just posted on Twitter, so you'll see like spoilers and shit. So I apologize, but I have no other way to save that.
Spoilers on our account. That's awesome, man. That's very cool. You've had a good, in this 2 month block that we haven't been able to record, you've had a good amount of gaming done.
Yeah, boy.
So
I'm going to get more. I plan to get Resident Evil 3 Remake, Kingdom Hearts I plan to get, and I have Paper Mario to get through. So, and of course, Binding of Isaac forever and ever. Amen.
I don't know why that stopped. Been playing music at stop.
Oh.
It's supposed to just keep restarting and...
Oh, this is awkward.
I'm just going to say loop. Well, I really like the... the texture that a little bit of subtle Toe Jam and Earl, when I'm talking about what we've been playing, brings, you know? It's fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, sorry. I forget. I can't even hear it. I forget that it's playing.
I have... feels like ages ago. I saw the credits to Halo 1. So nice. I used to be waiting for Halo 4 to come out on PS4. So I have beaten all of the chapters of all of the games from Halo 1, 2, 3, and ODST, and 5. So my last one is, I gotta get 4 knocked off. And I've played through most of
it. That drives me crazy the way you're playing this.
It was available.
I know, but it's like I'm playing Mario in the canonical release, chronologically released, and I don't have to. You're not even playing Halo that has to be played in chronological order, canonical, for the story.
Reach is in there as well, and I beat Reach.
Good.
So, yeah. The PC ports have been great. I don't know. I'm excited. I already complained about the downloading being annoying, but whatever, right?
Yeah.
Kaz asked,
I still have to play Halo. Sorry, go ahead.
Kaz asked, are restaurants closed around us from COVID? We're probably going to get shut down tomorrow. Ours are open right now ish. You have to wear a mask in, and if you're eating, you can take your mask off, but tables need to be separated and stuff. Like, we're not allowed to be at full capacity or anything like that.
Yeah, ours is still open as well, but on Friday, they're going to make new measures and rules.
That's it. Tomorrow, we get new measures coming out from our governor, so.
Because we're hitting 1,500 a day. So.
Not excited about that. Nope. Luckily, we're canning a lot of beer, so we should have the to-go market taken care of.
Do you do takeouts for yours?
Yeah, we do. Sweet. So we can a bunch of beer. My side business is I'm doing a brewery. So we're canning right now. We had to move to can a bunch of beer so that we could sell it instead of living off having a cool-ass place for people to come hang out. So, yep. So we'll have takeout beer for the short term, which is actually doing quite well, especially with people in quarantine. They're like, oh my god, we can come get beer. Yes, please.
We ordered a bottle of wine from a restaurant. It was like $60, but I was like, I really need wine.
Yeah, it's like people are treating themselves because they're not spending money other places. So,
well, we weren't allowed to do it before. We couldn't have drinks delivered. Now you can.
Yeah. So. Oh, he asked how hard it was to get a liquor license. Dude, the applications to manufacture beer was a nightmare. It took a very, very long time. It was horrible. But we got it, so we're good. Government stinks. I gotta tell you, man, all those stereotypes about government workers sure are true. Okay. Next, I have not played No, we opened in during COVID. So far, we're not fully open yet. We'll open fully in a few months. We're just to go right now. We started working on it well before COVID, so we were kind of too far in. We just kind of kept going and just hoping that it pulls through. But Hades, haven't seen credits yet. The game's amazing.
I know. I want to play that so badly, but like I said, I can't do a roguelike anymore. I can't do another one.
I get that. I also got an itch to
the dungeon.
I got a... Wait, you are playing that?
No, I have that on my to-do list okay. After mining, so...
I got back into StarCraft 2. It's driving me crazy that I've never beaten the third expansion, the Wings of Liberty or whatever. I think that's the third one. The whatever the Protoss campaign is. So there's the human campaign, the Zerg campaign, and then the Protoss campaign. So I don't know. I just got they were talking about this new RTS game coming out from ex-Blizzard people, and I was like, I kind of want to just play some StarCraft. So I started playing.
I planned on sporadic. Are like Halo 5 and Hades and StarCraft. What the fuck's going on here?
I know, it is weird. And Mario Galaxy. But I just knocked it down to easy and just like having fun, man. It's StarCraft is sweet. That's it.
Imagine you on a chair just spinning around and whatever you land on, like spinning.
It kind of feels that way. It's very, very random right now. So. Very, very cool. Can you believe Sonic the Hedgehog 2020 is in the top 10 grossing films of the year?
That movie, well, yeah, everything else shut down.
Yeah. Also, a movie deserved it because it was awesome, and I need to watch that movie again. What a charming, wonderful movie.
I'm guessing Kaz is looking at a list. Where's Trolls World Tour land on that list?
Gotta be number one, right? Didn't that like... I would imagine. That was a big deal. Like, everybody rented that when they came
out. That was the first movie to try this whole, like, hey, what if we release at home?
Let's skip the theater, yeah. And it was...
Yeah, we rented it for, like, $30 because Hannah loved Trolls. So, and we had it for 2 days.
Yeah.
And then we bought it, and it's taken over our life.
So, but that's pretty much what I've been playing. I'm still having a really good time with video games. I mean, I'll do little stuff. Like, every now and again, I'll fire up, like, the... NES collection or SNES collection or SNES collection on Switch, or I'll play the Mario 35 or something to kill some time, or
I wanted to play Mario 35, but it's so easy. I can't, like, there's nothing to say about it.
Yeah, it's fine. It's good. Bad Boys for Life is number two. Sonic is number five. Trolls is not even on the list. Maybe because it didn't go to the theater at all. Maybe it wasn't never a theater release.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. No, it was because I watched it in the drive-in. I don't know.
That's crazy. That seemed like that was a massive hit. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting. So, we did get some stuff from Kevin. From Dumbass. I'm sorry. Just looking at you. I got an email from him. Do we have any comments? I should load those up, too. I forgot to load those up. But we are... I won't play the Toji and Earl anymore. I don't like the new Google icons. Did you see the change their icons?
Mm-mm.
I don't like them anymore.
I don't like Google Photos is no longer going to support unlimited space for photos.
I know, I still get that, but they're not doing the high res anymore because I got a Pixel phone. Demez won't spoil it, but he saw the credits in Hades. The game has taken over my life. I've been playing it every spare moment, every day. So much to unlock. Reminds me of Binding of Isaac. This game might take me 200 or more hours to finally get sick of it. So, if Demez is saying... Just saying, Hades will be there whenever you're ready. Not pushing it for now, but you can know that at least when it comes to roguelikes, you and Demez seem to be pretty lockstep. I haven't talked about it in a while, but Rogue Legacy 2, I tried that in early access, and it was missing too much, so I haven't revisited that in a while.
Okay.
But I will be. Obviously, I'm very excited for that to come out. So, Demez, that's pretty sweet, dude. So, awesome. That Trolls movie made $150 million, including video on demand, and Sonic made $300 million. Wow.
Wow. Well, Sonic was still... Oh, that's surprising.
It is.
Because Sonic was only in theaters. Like, it took forever for me to get the Blu-ray.
Yeah, that's right. Let's see. That's right. I was going to get comments. Yeah, I didn't watch it either until it finally like came out and I rented it or whatever.
It took a long time.
Was that the movie I was trying to describe to you what voodoo is?
I don't remember.
I think I'm the only person that uses voodoo.
No, I use voodoo. Get it? Because it's a voodoo doll.
The voodoo doll. Well played. I'm trying to find the comments over here. My bad.
Oh shit! I'm a living joke.
We forgot how to podcast at this point.
I do want to play Hades. I do want to, but I can't. I can't do roguelikes anymore. It takes over. I play Binding of Isaac, like he said, every spare moment, every time that I can.
Yeah,
especially on those Switch.
I get that with Hades. The only problem with Hades is like a good run, you know, is like half hour or whatever. I'm sure Binding of Isaac is that way too.
Yeah, 30 to 40 minutes.
Yeah. So, back on episode 329, they lied. Dumbass says, I'm going to blow your all's minds here. I will say first as a disclaimer, when I often mention this game in the past, I forgot about console releases as only dumb people play FPS games on consoles. So, I am now and always referring to the PC version of this game.
Dudugum, I'm guessing he's talking about?
I say, here it comes. Are you ready for it? I have a true fact to drop on you all, and it's clearly everyone will agree with me, but none have thought of it before me. Now that we have the Super Mario 64 on our Switches, and we are realizing how bad the controls and camera really are, drum roll, Duke Nukem Forever is on the PC is better than Super Mario 64. You called it from a mile away. You know, that's a fun, if you like remove emotion and just try to like break it down, you could make a funny argument that it's better.
Duke Nukem Forever is better than Super Mario 64. Yeah.
It's funny.
Like, yeah, I mean, technically, yeah, like, it is.
That's what I mean. I'm the very technical. So, well done, yeah. Dumbass. He also says PS5 is like a big PC tower is all, considering what iSide makes sense. Size, I guess. So, it is big, but it's not as big as I thought that it was going to be. I thought it was going to be like a mini suitcase. it's about the size of like a VCR, like an old school original VCR. It seems like
bigger than the original Xbox from what I saw.
Yeah, which was a big console, but it like the CDI and like, I don't know, maybe even I haven't seen any comparisons, but I bet the Atari 5200 is bigger. The one that's got the door on the back.
Yeah. Yeah. The random container or whatever.
The ABGN guy put a beer in it in one of his videos.
That's what it was. Really, I was funny. Like, can I put a bottle in it? Where did I see that?
Yeah, yes, he put like a rolling rack or something in it. I'd mentioned that Dustin bought that like Castlevania Rebitten, and Dumbass feels he got ripped off because it wasn't which I get, but sometimes I don't care about official. Like if someone takes the time to, it's like getting it off Etsy. You know, getting a sticker off Etsy or something like that. So,
it's like my Bart Simpson mask. That's not official. Some guy made it. I spent like 10 bucks on it. So,
it's what it is. He says, are you still playing that Contra, Scott? Can you still get to the final level without losing a life? Yes and yes. I still got it.
Both just a thumbs up. Also, I think we call this episode We Lied because the last episode was called They Lied. And this one we're going to say we lied because we said we're going to be back next week. It's been 2 months.
I do that a lot.
That's okay.
So, come on. That's the best we got. We didn't have anything better in the episode than we lied.
Well, I already have the thumbnail already.
Okay, good. It's probably a building with characters on it.
Climbing it. I was so lazy. I just added a PS5.
For the third in a row. I know. I was like, oh, that's funny. I forgot that we joked about that when I saw it. I'm like, did he do the same? Oh, that's right. He said he was going to do that. GameCube just turned 19 today. Oof. Do you have any fond memories of the GameCube to sign off the episode?
Never owned a GameCube.
When I moved to Charlotte out of college, I got a GameCube and I played Tiger Woods on it. I was able to make the Notre Dame coach at the time. His name was Charlie Weiss. I made a big fat guy and made my own little Notre Dame logo that went on a navy blue shirt. So, I did not play it a bunch. I do have, I liked X-Men Legends on it. Prince of Persia was okay.
I've always wanted to play Doom Eternal and the Metal Gear Solid on the GameCube, that version. But never played either of those games.
There was a Doom on 64? I mean, on GameCube?
No, sorry, not Doom Eternal. Eternal Darkness, sorry. Eternal.
And then I played the Four... Is that Four Swords? Yeah, I had Four Swords on it.
I have that on my DS for some reason, my 3DS.
I have the Wind Waker. I played some of that, but my buddy gave that to me afterwards. And then I played... There was a Turtles game I liked.
I have a broken GameCube in my office desk. The lid doesn't close.
What's this one called? It was like the reboot cartoon. It's from Konami.
Oh, I don't even know those Turtles. I know the CGI ones that they are now. I've never seen these ones before.
Yeah, it was like 07-ish maybe. This game's pretty good, if I remember correctly. It's a Ninja Turtles game. Kind of hacky and slashy. So, no real major fond memories other than I liked that apartment. That was pretty cool.
The only memory I have is when I said, what is this? This isn't... The games are so small. Like what I said earlier. I was so, like, I was into the drugs and skateboarding. So, it's too cool for games.
But, yeah, I think the GameCube is certainly pretty cool. And I like playing Double Dash. That's a game I probably played the most.
I played Pikmin on it. My brother had a GameCube. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, I was the same way. Like, my brother had the 64. I didn't. My brother had a PlayStation 2. I didn't.
He also had Animal Crossing. I remember going, what is this? Why are you playing this shit? It was too cool, man. It was like animals. Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck is this baby? See, baby?
Now, if you would have tried it when you were on acid, man, you would have gotten into Animal Crossing years ago.
Yeah, I had a bad drug problem.
So.
Still have flashbacks.
It reminds me of the Mitch Hedberg. I know this is going to work for you because you don't anymore, but one of my favorite jokes from Mitch Hedberg is, I used to do drugs. I still do, but I used to, too. Just
God, I miss that guy.
Fucking cracks me up. Yeah,
God damn it.
He was the best. Sorry.
Yeah, he was.
All Southern stories end on a sad note, or whatever they say on 90 Day Gays.
Well, here's a notice for next week. We will not be recording.
Oh, yeah.
Because I work in the payments industry with your little terminal machines and all your POSs and stuff. That's me behind the scenes. And next week is Black Friday for you crazy Americans, and I guess in Canada now too. So I'm going to be uber busy, so I probably won't be able to podcast. But after that, I should be free.
Yeah, we should be settling down. My schedule has kind of come back into a little bit more focus, so we should be able to podcast here pretty regularly, at least twice a month. I'd be shocked if we don't keep up with that, but
yeah,
I would imagine weekly will probably be pretty strong. It does not look like I'm going to get us on Spotify this year, but I thought I was going to be able to get that done, but I've just been too lazy.
God, Spotify podcast sucks. Don't even bother.
Okay.
I have to listen to the last podcast on Spotify, and I can't stand the UI on it. I can't.
Really?
It sucks to find out, like, the downloads is different than the episode list, and I don't even know how to subscribe. I just follow. I don't know if that means subscribe. It's just, like, iTunes and Stitcher, I thought were fine, but
I didn't like Spotify at all. I wish I could integrate it with Podcast Addict, because that app just gets better and better and better. They're doing they do UI overhauls. It's really cool. Not on Spotify, CasLab. I know he got paid $200 million. Joe Rogan got paid $200 million to be exclusive to Spotify. I haven't listened to that. Good for him, man. It's crazy. Our show's better, but whatever.
We've been on longer. It's also been 1 year since I've been here, so just saying. I know we announced that on the podcast.
I think last episode we did.
Oh, did we?
Okay. Yeah. Then I think we mentioned it. So, congratulations. It went fast.
I did.
So, good deal. Well, I think that's going to be it for the show this week. Dumbass, thanks for commenting. Kaz, thanks for hanging out the whole time, man.
Yeah,
great to see you. We do have Amazon affiliate links in the description. If you'd like to help support the show to pay for our domain costs and all that kind of stuff, that'd be awesome. I want to thank Ben Landis and Cubby for letting us use their music for intro and outro music. Our RSS feed is available at our website, classicleet.com, and pretty much any podcast app other than Spotify, of course. You'll be able to find us. If you would like to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, that would be awesome. That's the most visible platform for podcast reviews. So if you do like the show, that's another great way to help us out. On social media, our handle is ClassicL337 everywhere, Twitch, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. That's also our Amazon store page, so if you search for Classic Leet in Amazon, you'll find us there as well. And Twitch, we're also Classic Leet over at Twitch. Oh, and I've ignored the Twitch chat. Do we get anybody? No, we're good. Someone's still watching. Hello, thank you for hanging out. All right, well, that's going to be it for the show. So, everybody, thank you very much for listening to episode 330 of the Classic Leet Podcast, and we'll hopefully see Sackboy and Kevin in 2 weeks for episode 331.
Bye-bye. Bye.